Hey, this is Janelle from Anybody's, and you're listening to CITR.
Damn, son, where'd you find this? Dunkin' Donuts.
Exclusive.
Hello, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam Nations. Thanks for tuning in. On today's show, we have a lengthy conversation, I had a lengthy conversation with Jeff from Devourers and his brand new project, The Golden Age of Wrestling. He's going to be putting out a Golden Age of Wrestling album tomorrow. So I wanted to have a chat with him about that and a few other things. It was very fun, very nice to see him virtually as it was. But I think we had a great chat, so stay tuned for that in a few minutes. At the top, we heard Be Afraid from their brand new EP coming out tomorrow. It's called Remember Fun. It's a cassette, and that was the song Some Silly Reason. And for some silly reason, I forgot to play my great exclusive bumper last week, so I got to it this week before the album gets released, and other DJs like, you know, your Chris-orifics or whomever get to play it. So thanks to Nick from Be Afraid for giving me the advanced entry on that. Also on today's show, we've got some new Morning Coup from the sessions for Baby Blue, a song that she's performed before but hadn't been released before. So I'm excited to talk about that and a compilation she's on, or that she gave that track to. But at the top, we're going to hear some Gum Country. This is Courtney of the Courtneys, now lives in LA, but still making great music. And this is from the forthcoming record entitled Somewhere, and this is the second single. It's entitled Tennis, I Feel Okay. Here we go.
Instagram user number 69, identified. You are about to enter Bite-sized. CITR and Discorder are using the Instagram interface to host local solo artists in a concert series on Instagram Live. Local solo artists include DJs, hip-hop artists, and experimental performers like Baby Blue, Devours, Lucid, Future Star, and DJ Paisley Eva. Performances will be streamed every Thursday at 6 p.m. Watch on CITR and Discorder's Instagram at CITR and Discorder. You are now entering Bite Size. Have fun.
Are you curious about the history of the Punjabi market here in Vancouver? Did you know Asian immigrants often have unique challenges when trying to navigate the healthcare system? Have you ever asked yourself, wait, we have an Asian Heritage Month here in Canada? Also, what the f*** does it even mean to celebrate a Pan-Asian identity? We explore all of that and more on Motherlands, the May 2020 Asian Heritage Month programming at CITR 101.9 FM. We've got interviews, oral histories, and experimental art pieces on air at 3 p.m. Tuesdays, starting May 5th.
I got some money. Now all I need is a place to go.
All right, that was Strap from their new cassette, now available in gold. It's a beautiful golden-looking tape. That was the song High Heat. Before that, we heard Lithics from Portland from their forthcoming record, Tower of Age. That was the title track. And at the top, Gum Country with Tennis, I Feel Okay. All right, so now we'll be talking to Jeff from Devours and from Golden Age of Wrestling. This was recorded a couple of days ago. Yeah, so how you doing? How it's what a time to be alive.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start. Life has been interesting. I just spent the last month and a half staying with family, which was much needed. Even without coronavirus, it was much needed. Nice. And so, yeah, I'm back in town and trying to stay positive. I'm living alone. The adjustment has been really hard. I basically just live in like a little like dorm room apartment and I'm alone. And yeah, I'm going to try to make some new music.
Great. What are you thinking? Is it going to fit in one of those projects that you already have, or are you going to go in an even wilder direction?
No, I'm working on new Devours right now.
Awesome. That's great to hear. just before, as you mentioned your family, your father's an excellent band photographer. You had some, he's taken some of the Golden Age of Wrestling photos that you've you have.
Yeah, he is very talented. His specialty is like landscapes and flowers and stuff like that. And so yeah, he's not a professional like band photographer, but he was a good sport. Yeah, I think we shot those pictures back in November down in like Crab Park.
Right.
Yeah, it was lovely. He is very talented.
Cool. Let's talk a bit more about Devours in a little bit, but first the most pressing thing is the Golden Age of Wrestling. What can you tell me about the Golden Age of Wrestling?
It's my new solo project. I started the project last May, so it's been going for about a year. I didn't want to roll it out too soon after putting out Iconoclast because I just felt like it was too much music too soon. And so, yeah, I've been sitting on this waiting for a while to put it out. And now the moment has finally come and I can't play any shows for it, which kind of sucks, but that is life. I'm really excited about the project. My first album is called Tombstone Pile Driver. There are definitely some like vintage wrestling like references in this. I am a diehard wrestling fan, like genuinely. It wasn't just like an ironic thing. I love wrestling.
Right.
But yeah, the project is meant to be a little bit more like moody and soft. Devours is starting to get a little bit more aggressive. It's more sort of like dancey. And so I think that I wanted to have a project that you could put on at like 11 o'clock at night with headphones by yourself and just like drift away.
Right. Perfect. What is a tombstone pile driver? What is that move?
Oh, it's a finishing move where you kind of, I don't even know how to explain it. Like the opponent's head is in your crotch and then you lift them up so they're completely vertical and then like drop them on their head, kind of. I'll have to send you like a YouTube link to it after.
Yeah, sure, please do. So a very... like a very powerful finish to a wrestling match.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Undertaker?
Yes. That was okay, that's his signature finishing move.
Yeah, at least for a while. Yeah. It's very powerful.
I think I was when I was a real WWF head, it was in the late 80s, so Andre the Giant, WrestleMania 3 era.
Amazing.
But Undertaker came a bit, and Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and those folks came a little after my fandom waned, but yeah.
That's
fair. And why not make this a softer Devours record? Why did you want to make that distinction of having a different project?
That's a very good question. Last spring. I'm not even sure how to describe it really. I had like a complete nervous breakdown and was like inches away from ending Devours and would have maybe left Vancouver, but I had no money. And yeah, it's just hard to explain. Like my mid-30s have been really, really weird. And I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I don't know what I'm doing with music. It's been like a few years of disillusionment with like the music industry. And I think that I needed to let go of expectations, especially with Devours, and let go of like putting so much pressure on myself to like have Devours be successful, because I wasn't having fun anymore. Like I wasn't having fun making music. There's so much that goes into like commodifying yourself and then putting your face constantly on Instagram, and it's just exhausting. And I wanted to go back to how I felt when I was like 12 years old, making a song every day on my synth that I still use to perform for Devours. It's still the one that I'm using. This project has been good for me because there have been zero expectations. I wanted to relearn like how much fun it is to just make music and not try to like be conquering the pop world or anything like that. And I think there's a song on this album called I Know What You Did Next Summer. It was the first song that I made for this album, I suppose, because it was actually a Devours B-side for about 6 months. And I really liked it and was like, oh, maybe like I'm a little bit more of a prolific like producer and musician than I let on. I make a lot of music and just don't put that much of it out that frequently. But yeah, I just needed something else. I needed a new project. The album I wrote basically in like 3 weeks to a month. So it's been done for a really long time.
Right.
But yeah, I just needed something else.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And the record's coming out this Friday in a matter of speaking. There's a label that's putting it out?
Yeah. Have you heard of Inky Records?
I can't say I have, so I'm very intrigued as to who these folks are.
Yes, so I know that you personally know Spencer from Jock Tears.
Oh, yeah.
And Terry Maple. Yeah, so Spencer is an amazing guitarist, and he started a label with his friend Noah a few years ago, and it's a label for microtonal recording.
Right. That's the Spencer I know and love.
Yeah, he's so awesome and talented, and we were in talks to put out Devours for Iconoclast, and then that I went with Artifact for that, and we're working together on this one, and great. I don't want to say too much about like physical format at this point because it like I don't even know what's going on. Right. And everything. There's any sort of demand for this album in like cassette form or CD or something, then maybe I'll consider it. At this point, it's just a digital release.
Well, we all know how to play those, so that's great. And are you doing anything to celebrate the release? Any virtual parties or anything that you're doing online?
I just got back to Vancouver a few days ago, and I'm trying to get into game mode right now. Okay. I have not been thinking about it. I've just been trying to survive life and sadness and corona and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to get creative now. This upcoming Thursday, I'm going to do a Devours performance on Planet Devours for the CITR Instagram channel. I maybe should have done it for the Golden Age of Wrestling instead. I just didn't plan that.
That's okay. It
might have been like the timing for that. Thursday, tonight. And then next Friday, I believe May 15th, I'm going to be performing as the Golden Age of Wrestling on a YouTube channel. There's another new label in Vancouver, an electronic label called 2010 Records.
Mm. Charlie D.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, he's great. So we're going to have a few different performers, And I think that maybe he'll stitch it together. I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do it. But yeah, I'm going to play a little set of some songs from Tombstone Piledriver on, yeah, next Friday.
Awesome. Yeah, the good thing about sets and whatever it is, we performances we have now is that there's no rules. Like, it can be anything. And
I know, it's so cool. Yeah. I love it. I want to get creative. I just feel like I'm a little bit behind the times now. Like, a bunch of other people have tried these, like, quarantine sets and stuff, and it's time for me to get, like, on the horse.
Yeah. And then, so you're writing.
How are you, Duncan?
I'm good. But yeah, the thing that I find is, my close friends, I'm in touch with, and I'm in touch with my family all the time. But it's like the music scene friends that I don't talk to very often, or in different ways, or people that maybe aren't on social media as much, but that I would see around. And I just miss like Redgate and casual conversations, or like hanging outside the Toast and just checking in with people. And that's the sort of like really like low key interactions that I really, really miss.
I miss it so much too. Yeah, for sure. Like going to shows and performing, they've both been a huge part of my life for the past like 5 years or so.
Yeah.
It seems like I have been checking in with friends and stuff, lots of other like local musician friends. And it seems like people are doing great. Most of them live with their partners, and like a lot of them still have jobs, or they're focusing on school and they're coming up with like new songs. I don't know. I just feel like I've been in this like cloud of negativity. I'm like not coping with it very well. I think a big part of it is because I had a lot of shows lined up like into August. Like there were a lot of things, especially for Devourers this year. And like, this was my one big chance to play South by Southwest. And so like, I really need to suck it up and be a good sport. Life could always be worse, but I was so like not ready for this.
Yeah. When I heard that South by was canceled, you were the first person I thought of. I was just so bummed out for you. Cause like, that was a drag.
Yeah. A few other bands like had it rougher. Honestly, if you look at a band like Necking, this was going to be like a breakout moment for them. I think they had like a whole tour planned. They had at least like 3 or 4 showcases booked for South by Southwest. So that's like devastating I was going to just play one show, but it's tough. Like, it's hard enough being a musician in Vancouver and then something like this happens. And, you know, these moments aren't really very easy to like reschedule, you know what I mean? Like, there are no guarantees that I'll ever get to try playing it again, but
yeah,
that's
those windows, like you really have to work hard to get that window, and who knows what the future holds. But in addition to writing some new Devour stuff, have you been listening to much music or finding much music that has been appealing to you?
Yeah, I've been listening to so much music. I listened to 3 Marilyn Manson albums today.
Okay.
Christ Superstar, Mechanical Animals, and Hollywood, his trilogy from like the mid to late 90s. Definitely mixed feelings about it, but I respect him. Mechanical Animals had some bangers. Were you ever into him or?
I can't say I was. No. I mean, I definitely knew who Marilyn Manson was, but not. Okay. Nah, no. Nah.
Okay.
Yeah. In terms of that sort of like, that level of mainstream rock, I think I had veered away at that point. I definitely loved mainstream rock when I was in high school, but by then I had sort of like, turned away from it a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to like list off a bunch of names. The new Andy Schaaf album, the new Caribou album, the new Soccer Mommy album I like a lot. Local wise, there's been a ton of good stuff this year already. I really like the EP by Lucky. The new Oblomov album I'm enjoying. Just people keep churning stuff out, which is really good. And I'm trying to be like similar minded. You know what I mean? Like, I could have postponed this album, I guess, or maybe later this year I'll put out new devours. And like, I know that it's common now for people to be delaying their album releases, because I've even had a few conversations, I won't name any names, but like locally, a few people like in the scene here have been talking about delaying albums. No one knows what to do right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Very understandably, like, we can't tour. This is such a weird, not very good time for musicians. But I think that for me, being kind of like a DIY bedroom musician at my core, I'm going to just like keep doing me. Like, I'm just going to put out music when I want. And yeah, like, there, it's, this is a hard time for bands who can't really jam or record necessarily, but I feel like I should be thriving right now if I can just get past my own like depression. This is like, this whole format right now should be where I'm thriving. And so I need to step it up.
I think there's a lot of people who think like, oh, I get to stay home for a long stretch and like just do my own thing. Feels like a gift, but it's like it is in a pandemic. You can't just seal yourself off from the world in that way. It's hard to stay focused, and yeah, it's a struggle.
Yeah, I'm not that, like, I have time to make music right now, but I'm not that inspired. I'm just sort of coping with, I guess, like, sadness and anxiety. And also, like, right now I'm focusing a little bit more on like marketing, I suppose, and like taking pictures and the rollout for this album. And so I'm not necessarily in a phase right now of like inspiration and creativity and writing new music. I'm just trying to like, yeah, like, you're... do the back,
yeah, like, the extra, yeah, stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You're very adept at the marketing. I mean, I don't know if it comes to you like easily in that you enjoy doing it the way that you do performing or other things, but like, you have a real panache for it.
Thank you. Yeah. I am 35 years old. I've been making music my whole life. I put out an album in my teens that no one heard. I put out a few albums in my early 20s in Montreal that no one heard. And so I think just from like trial and error and doing this so many times, I've learned about, I suppose like rollouts and how long things take. And I guess like writing bios for myself and taking pictures and stuff. Like, it's been like a lifelong journey of learning how to do this. But yeah, I am still learning. And there are elements that are fun, like taking a selfie and then going into Photoshop and, like, the artistic side is fun, but honestly, releasing music is so depressing. Making stuff is fun. Putting it out is not fun, right? You just sort of look at the numbers, and then they're never what you want them to be, and then people aren't listening to your music, and it's always just kind of depressing. And so, yeah, I do not enjoy, like, promotion and marketing myself, but it's kind of like a necessary evil when you're a solo musician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of happy things, you were covered recently by the Apollo Ghosts. What was that experience like?
Totally surreal and really, really flattering. I don't know if I had been covered before, like by anyone. So yeah, that album is amazing. I listened to it a few times and it was emotional. There is just like, an embarrassment of riches in the Vancouver music scene. It has such a legacy, and there are so many like unsung heroes in the music community here. And Adrian is amazing. The whole band is amazing. But I thought that was a very like productive and proactive thing for him to do, you know?
Yeah.
It just felt really inspired. It didn't feel like overly strategized or anything. I think that he just took a bit of time and did something genuinely really, really cool. And the response was amazing. I think he raised a lot of money, and it seemed to, you know, lots of people were sharing it on social media and stuff. And so, yeah, it felt like it was a hit, and I thought he did an amazing job.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt like a real gift when things were, I don't know, it came out a couple of weeks ago and it's gone now. He's taken it offline.
Really?
Yeah. May 1st was the last day that it was up, and now it's vanished from the internet.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's smart. I like that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that, and there's been a lot of other releases, like Pale Red's like release something a bit early, and Lucky's release things, and I don't know, anything, anytime a new album comes out now, I'm just like, ah, thank God.
Yeah. I think Vancouver is still gonna just like chug along.
Yeah.
You know, like people will make it happen and release stuff. I don't know. I think that if anyone, I'm sure you know Peach Pit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that they put out another like full length album at the beginning of April.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. And I feel kind of devastated for them because they got signed to Columbia and they were going to go on like a 10-month tour or something. And so that's pretty brutal. But yeah, it was just, I haven't heard that album yet. I was just thinking about them recently in terms of just how many local artists are having a hard time because of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, Pale Red is amazing. They are great. And I hope that like more local musicians put out stuff soon.
Yeah. So if people want to check out Devours, they can listen to check out CITR's Instagram channel tonight at 6. To see you. Any plans for what the transmission from Planet Devours is going to be?
You know what? I've been revisiting Late Bloomer.
Nice.
I'm kind of over Iconoclast.
You've played a lot of shows. So many
times. Yeah. I still really like the album, but yeah, I've been revisiting Late Bloomer. I'm going to sound like a moron saying this, but I think it's kind of underrated.
I agree. I'm fully on board with that assessment.
When I put it out, no one really knew who I was. It just didn't seem to, I don't know. Like, it got a little bit of coverage from me just, like, trying so hard to get coverage. Yeah. But I feel like maybe I had a little bit more visibility and, like, more of a platform when I put out Iconoclast. And then I just, like, read a few reviews, I guess, saying, like, wow, this is so much stronger than Late Bloomer. And I was like, okay, that's fair. I wasn't, like, hurt by it. But it made me – I hadn't listened to Late Bloomer in a really long time, and I revisited that album recently. And I think that maybe I'm just feeling nostalgic for that time in my life and like the apartment that I was in and just learning how to make everything by myself and playing my first few shows. And so, yeah, I do really, really like that album. I'm really proud of it. So I will be playing some deep cuts.
Awesome. Good for the true fans out there.
Yeah.
And then for Golden Age Wrestling, album's going to be up on Bandcamp starting tomorrow, Friday.
Yes, and Spotify.
Like Spotify. Awesome. And then you'll be doing a live set with 2010 Records on May 15th.
Yes, Friday, May 15th. I'm not sure when exactly, maybe 6 or 7, but there's a Facebook page for it.
Party time.
We'll post about it.
Yeah, awesome. Anything else you want to add or anything you want to say?
I'm trying to come up with something clever.
It's okay.
I hope that everyone listening to this is doing well.
That's nice.
In their own way.
What Golden Age of Wrestling song should we listen to? What should I play next?
Do you have Freckles? I just released Freckles recently.
Yeah.
Let's do Freckles. I like that.
Okay. So this is Golden Age Wrestling with the brand new single, Freckles. All right, that was Sola, a new recording artist, or new to me at least, on Business Class Records. That was the song Finding You. Before that, we heard Apollo Ghost's cover of Devours, the song Taxidermy the Musical. And at the top, Golden Age of Wrestling from the forthcoming record Tombstone Piledriver, the song Freckles. Morning Coup. Big fan. She released an amazing record a few years ago now called Baby Blue. And she had recorded an additional song called Ishtar that she didn't put on that record, but has been ready for its opportunity to shine. And this is it. It's a part of a new compilation entitled Solidarity, put together by the band Minimal Violence. 100% of the proceeds from this are going to the Unistoten Legal Defense Fund. That's still going on. The pandemic is top of mind for many people, but the CGL pipeline is still being pushed through without consent. So very good that this compilation is here, and support it if you can. It's available on Bandcamp now. So let's give a listen. This is Ishtar, and this is Morning Coup.
Just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends, and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
It's not fair to expect so much from you, young people of the modern megastate. The adults have always brought you food. Now they've stopped showing up, and you find yourself thrusted out into the night alone. Walk into the night alone, hunting and gathering and sleeping in caves. Will you cook faithful to the recipe? Or will you open your nose and go out in the rain and find food for the first time? If you're hungry beneath the full moon, in the dark belly of the modern megastate, find what you have left to give up. If your friends convince you you should get a tattoo, it should say generosity. Unburdened by inheritance, you can walk out upright, go into the night of this newborn present moment, and make eye contact with others.
All right, that was Mount Eerie from a new compilation called The Song Is Coming From Inside the House, a benefit for the Groundswell Rapid Response Fund. And that compilation features Hotline TNT, Hand Habits, Palehound, bunch of others. Great comp. And before that, we heard another compilation or a track from a compilation, Morning Coup, with her song Ishtar. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Big thanks to Jeff for Zooming with me the other night, and it was really nice to see him and chat with him. Going to close out with the Stranglers. This is a song of theirs from the late 70s. It's called Golden Brown. And the person that wrote that music, Dave Greenfield of the Stranglers, died of complications from COVID-19 this past week. And I'm not a big fan of the Stranglers per se. I know a few of their singles, but this song in particular is just from that era, that post-punk era, one of the most beautiful pieces of music, I think. I think it's a gorgeous song. So I wanted to play this, and I will see you next week. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, including my own. Happy Mother's Day, Sheila, Mom. Bye.
Golden brown, texture like sun, lays me down, with my mind she runs throughout the night. Never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
Hey, I'm Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
How can
can I be good to him? How can I be good instead of bad? How can I be true to him? How can I be true instead of sad?